So now you've closed your eyes, and the world around you does not exist because your attention has gone inside. If you say, yeah, it exists, then get back in your own little world. Come on inside. Just go inside and go down to the base of your spine. We're going to activate the energy of Ganesha, who's an archetype. The divine has created this archetype. Whether we believe it or not, it doesn't matter. Just trust that you have been guided to come here and experience Ganesha at a whole new level because you are tapping into the present. The mystery of who Ganesha is for you now. Feel the energy in the base of the spine, the pelvic area might start to heat up. You might see his form as an orangish-reddish light. You might just imagine it being there. We all know what the color looks like. We all know what an elephant-headed being with a pot belly and he has a vehicle of a mouse looks like. Or we can imagine what that looks like. It might seem a bit strange, but again, the divine has created this archetype so that you get out of your mind and what you know about this archetype, this energy within you, and feel it stirring. It's moving down through the legs, the orangish-reddish light, and then also the energy, the heat. You might have experienced Ganesha multiplying into thousands, millions, trillions of Ganeshas dancing within you in the lower chakra, all the way down into your toes even. Some energy is really moving. Some lightness of being might be felt. The sense of being unstuck. Feel it. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam 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 Gam. Now as this orangish reddish light is moving through the lower limbs, the pelvic area, it might be shooting up the spine now as a beam of light into the midbrain. Gam 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 Gam. Now focus on the base of the spine. We'll open up all the chakras as we come up to the brain. So starting at the base of the spine. Om Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move up to the throat. Ma. Move up to the third eye, the middle of your brain. Bring your awareness, your attention down to the base of the spine. Na. Move into the navel, the belly button. Ma. Move into the heart center in the middle of your chest. Si. Move up to the throat and the mouth. One. Move up to the two eyes and the right and left brain. Om Ya. Now focus on the middle of your brain. Imagine a beam of light entering the middle of your brain, piercing the spot between your two eyebrows. This light is coming from in front of you. So you see the midbrain. The spot between your two eyebrows, and then the light extending out in front of you, and at the end of that light is Dr. Pillai's form. And the beam of light is entering his third eye. He is receiving all your negative thoughts, all your positive thoughts, all your prayers, all your pain, all your happiness. It's pouring out from within you, your chakra system, the mind, the body, the soul, into his third eye. He's receiving it. Feel it being released, almost vacuumed out, like a vacuum or a sucking feeling, sensation. And not only is it cleansing the brain, it's pulling out from all the chakras and the rest of the body. Imagine the goo, the sticky stuff being pulled out of you, vacuumed out through this process. Allow it to happen. Don't have any attachment to the thinking part of it. Just allow the process. Maybe have gratitude. Om Elam Balam Madare Siddhaya Soma Sundara Rajati Rajaya Arunachale Swaraya Namah Shivaya Bhava Shri Shivaya Swaha. Keep allowing the energy of all the congested thoughts, the pain of the body, the mind, the soul, to be released, to be sucked out of your third eye through this beam into Dr. Ply's third eye. He's receiving it. As it becomes less and less, you'll feel an empowerment being returned to you through a golden beam of light piercing your third eye from his third eye at the same time as you're releasing it. So just allow the divine to show you. Don't move it. Don't try to control it. Just allow. Om Elam Balam Matare Siddhaya Somasandara Rajati Rajaya Arunachale Swaraya Namah Shivaya Baba Shri Shivaya Swaha. Keep feeling it. Keep noticing it. Stay focused on your third eye, the midbrain, the beam of light, leaving you the other beam of light, entering you from Dr. Ply's third eye to your third eye. There are miracles coming. You are a miracle. Om Elam Balam Madare Siddhaya Somasandara Rajati Rajaya Arunachaleswaraya Namah Shivaya Baba Shri Shivaya Swaha. Now allow this process to continue to go on. Although bring your awareness or your attention now to the top of your head. You're focusing now on penetrating the top, from the top of your head to the top of your brain. Just focus on that area. You may feel some tingling, some sort of scratchy sensation, some crawly kind of feeling as though insects were crawling or ants crawling at the top of your head. Now go around the sides of your head and brain. The front of your head, the forehead, the back of your head. So feel as if there's a skull cap of some intense energy. Some powerful rays of light are trying to get in. Allow them to get in. They're already inside of you, but embrace them. So hold on to them coming into your brain. X-rays, ultraviolet rays, gamma rays. All these rays of light carry intelligence to erase your karma, to burn or purify the negative energies that are attached to those thoughts, the repetitive thoughts. Go blank just receive the light, rays. The rays are penetrating the brain. Cleansing the brain. Keep feeling it. If you can't feel it, just imagine it being there. Being bombarded with these rays of light all around the front of the head and brain, the back of the head and brain, the sides, the top. Now, stay at the top and imagine a hole in the skull at the top of the brain. Just imagine it being there. An intense beam of blue light enters that skull cap, that hole at the top, in the middle of your right and left brain, front and the back, right at the top. The beam of light enters into the brain and the whole brain becomes blue. This blue light is a spiritual ultraviolet light. Feel it entering your brain as a column or beam or ray of intense blue ultraviolet light. You can feel it absorbing into the front of the brain, the back, the sides, the whole brain. This blue light will make you creative. It will erase the negative karma. It will also make the brain to come alive, rejuvenate it. So you respond in a more timely manner to all the challenges that you face. It gets rid of slow time. It gets rid of negativity. It gets rid of skepticism. Now, imagine this beam of light piercing the right eye. The blue light erases ignorance. In the right eye. It goes into your left eye. This beam of light, the blue light, pierces the left eye, erases ignorance in the left eye. The ignorance in the eyes is in the form of perception of your gross reality, what you see every day. You need to see the mystery. You need to experience it. That is your higher self. Now see another light entering the right ear. The blue light enters the right ear and gets into the temporal lobe. Which is close to the ears. And another light goes into the left ear. The blue light enters the left ear. The blue light will suppress unwanted memories, skepticism. Skepticism is judgment. Memory is also judgment. So the ears will get activated with this blue light and erase all skepticism and memories that are negative. Now keep your attention on the blue light that's coming from the sky and going into your skull and going into your brain. The two lights that are going into the eyes. And then the two lights that are going into the ears. The light from above goes into the brain and down the throat. And all the way down into your root chakra. It's like a cross forming. The light is entering the ears, and the light is entering the top of the brain. It forms a cross. A blue light within. Now focus your eyes, your attention is on your eyes, and move them towards each other. They come to a spot where they merge just above the nose, the bridge of the nose. So your attention is doing it, not necessarily your eyeballs moving. Although you can do that. Now move into the nostrils. Two beams of blue light enter through the two nostrils. They go up to where the two eyes have come together. And so those beams of light in the eyes and in the nostrils, they merge at the point where the pituitary gland can get activated, the spot between your two eyebrows. Now, you're cleansing your old brain. Keep remembering the cross, the beam of light above the top of the head, piercing the skull, going and activating the root chakra, creating a beam of light from the root chakra to the top of the skull and from the top of the skull into the root chakra. It's a beam or column of light. Then a beam of light is entering the two ears on either side and creates a horizontal beam of light. So you've got a vertical beam of light, horizontal beam of light. It's the cross within you, the spiritual cross that cleanses the karma, erases any congested energy due to financial challenges, relationship problems, disease or ill health. You can't remember any negative things that you created because the blue light is blocking it out. The blue light is the light of Shiva, it's the light of Vishnu, it's the light of all gods, divine beings, shiny beings, erasing the karma within you. Coming from the past lives, coming from your DNA, your parents' genes, what they wanted to do, the blue light will block it. Now visualize the light going down further into the body. The whole body becomes blue light. Just allow it to pour through you. and see it internally go into every part of the body. We'll add some very powerful mantras. Mantra means to protect the mind, the body, the soul, from any negative karma. As it's being released and as it's coming in, it will block it with the blue light. Keep remembering the blue light pouring down, hitting the skull, through the opening in the top of the skull, activating the ray of light within, down to the root chakra, and then two beams of light entering right and left ears, creating a horizontal beam of light. Dr. Pillai is standing in front of you, vacuuming out everything that no longer is required for you to hold on to, and empowering this blue light meditation. Tirunilakantam. 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 Be alert of the cross, the blue light cross. Imagine the light pouring in to all the body parts, including the brain and the rest of the body from head to toe. You're vibrating with light and moving, flowing, glowing within you. Tirunilakantam. Tirunilakantam. Be alert. The mystery is being revealed to you. The mystery behind the blue light, the sounds, the mantra, the empowerment from Dr. Pillai. Receive the secrets from your higher self being revealed. Tirunilakantam. Tirunilakantam. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace to the body. Peace to the mind, the emotions, the intellect. Peace to the soul. A deep stirring of your divinity. Peace to the environment. Peace to the world. Peace. Peace, peace.